Good evening. I would like to call this Planning Commission work session to order for Thursday, October 5th, 2023. My name is Eldon Wogan. I am the acting chair tonight for the Clark County Planning Commission. Before we begin tonight, I would like to announce that our Planning Commission work sessions are hybrid, both in person and via WebEx. For the virtual and in-person members of the Planning Commission and staff, please ensure that your microphones are turned off or muted unless you are speaking. There will not be any public comment during this work session, but members of the public can watch or listen. The evening's agenda is planned as follows. Call to order. The first thing on the agenda will be a presentation on the Transportation Improvement Committee by Chris Carlisle. Is that how you pronounce it? Carl? Okay. Then the next item on the agenda is vacant building lands, which will be Jesse. Okay. And then there'll be comments and then adjournment. Any questions? Okay. Let's get going then. Chris?
Yeah, good evening. My name is Ken Later. I'm the Public Works Director and County Engineer for the county. And I do want to double check and make sure that Chris Carl is online.
I'm here, Ken. Yes, thank
I'm
you.
Here, Ken. Yeah, thank
okay,
you.
Great. So just really quickly, I want to introduce myself, also introduce our Transportation Division Manager sitting to my right, Steve Gallup. Steve, you can just say hi and we'll keep going.
Hello, so. Hi.
And this evening, Chris Carl is going to present on our Transportation Improvement Program update for the next six-year program. And I'll be available for questions once he's through the presentation. And with that, I'll hand it off to Chris.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Planning Commission and the public who's in attendance. My name is Chris Carl, representing the Transportation Improvement Update Program update today. Next slide, please. I'm going to go over briefly the agenda of why we're here, the purpose of our work session, to detail how our capital facility plan is established through the Growth Management Act and Growth Management Program, culminating into our Transportation Improvement Program. We'll show a CFP capital facility plan map and our Transportation Improvement Program project mapping to show how one leads to the next, as well as our Transportation Improvement Program TIP construction schedule, where we are with our schedule and steps, and our eventual request following in 2 weeks at the Planning Commission hearing. Next slide, please. Purpose here, a little bit of legality of why we have to do what we do in terms of our Transportation Improvement Program, some RCWs and Clark County Code, as well as WAC, Washington Administrative Codes, that we follow as far as the process that leads through the Planning Commission. But in the next slide, we'll detail the steps, how it goes from the growth management plan to the comprehensive plan as then the capital facility plan and then into our TIP. Next slide, please. So here's the flow, how projects come into our Transportation Improvement Program, starting with the Growth Management Act directly into the comprehensive plan where arterial atlas, subarea circulation plans. This is an interagency effort through also RTC and other agencies, but it culminates in Clark County preparing our capital facility plan. Part of the legality involved with this is that the CFP capital facility plan must be updated at least once every 4 years, but there's updates that come in between those 4 years as well. From that capital facility plan, we either score large capital projects directly from the CFP, or we establish smaller projects underneath our ongoing program projects and programs such as bridges, sidewalks and ADA, ramps, safety projects and the like. Those ongoing programs, as we call them, are in the capital facility plan, but listed solely as a program rather than direct projects. So later on in the presentation, we'll see a map of the capital facility plan projects. Those are the direct large capital projects rather than these smaller programs that I mentioned. But when we get into the schedule of construction, you'll see a conglomeration of both larger projects as well as these smaller program projects itself. From that tip, the six-year tip that we put through, that's moving 6 years. So the program before you today will be our 2024 to 2029 Transportation Improvement Program. From that is the ACP, which is the first year of our TIP, that breaks down some funding, allows us to utilize those sources of funds for the specific projects that are on it. And then culminating from that is the establishment of the projects themselves, and they're established by law, Capital Road Project Number. Next slide, please. This is a map of our 20-year capital facility plan, currently 2015 to 2035. Again, this is just our larger capital projects that we have on that capital facility plan. Not mapped are the ongoing programs that I mentioned briefly previously. And next slide. We're going to get now into our transportation improvement program projects. The red and the blue lines and dots are larger projects that are in our program, red being obligated projects, and the blue being program projects that are coming through the pipeline as well. In green are our ongoing program projects, which will not be on the capital facility plan map. And we'll put them overlaid on the two slides later. You'll be able to see how they come together. But next slide will be the northern end of our county. If we could go to that next slide, please. And that's just more projects for the north of the county. And next slide. And this is an overlay between the TIP projects and the capital facility projects. So you could see where there are colors on the map, not the green, but the red and the blue, where there's the purple overlays where they were previously on the capital facility plan itself. Also not included are our preservation projects, our overlays, asphalt overlays, ADA ramps, as well as our guardrail and bridge rail projects. Next slide, please. It's breaking up on my side. Can everybody else see this? Oh, there we go. Here's the next three slides are going to be our construction schedule for our projects currently in our six-year TIP. The 179th Street area projects here are probably going to be of most importance. Various projects from Delfell Road on the west side of I-5, projects in and on 179th Street directly, as well as 15th Avenue. Larger project, capital projects as well that are on this. 99th Street is a project that we're currently finishing. We may have some carryover work into 2024. 152nd Avenue from Patton Parkway to 99th Street, and 72nd Avenue will be a future project under that larger capital projects. Next slide, please. The next two slides we'll get into our ongoing programs that I've briefly mentioned, our bridge and culvert program, road preservation, and rural road. There's some various projects that are listed here. Again, our construction dates are listed here for reference. Next slide. The last two of our ongoing programs, sidewalks and ADA, as well as transportation safety, and there's various projects planned in both of those programs as well. And next slide, please. Here's where we are in terms of developing our TIP. Before you today, October 5th, is the Planning Commission work session. On the 19th will be the hearing. November 1st, we will have a County Council work session, followed by DEEB, Development Engineering Advisory Board, on November 2nd. We will have a council hearing. I would like to point out that the November 21st date may slide to November 28th. Still waiting to hear whether that's available or whether there'll be a holiday schedule on that. The cost of this program, the TIP must be adopted before our December council adopts our annual budget in December. And next slide. So just to summarize, just seeking Planning Commission support of our 2024 to 2029 transportation improvement program, specifically for consistency with the 20-year capital facility plan. The next hearing is scheduled on October 19th. I guess where that will go to a vote before you. But for now, this is the presentation of our program. For more information, we have a website that anybody could see. Currently, we have our complete last year program, 2023 to 2028, until it gets replaced in December with the eventual program that could be adopted in late November. Are there any questions or comments?
And Chris, I apologize, just really quickly, I wanted to add, I do have confirmation now. It sounds like council will not be having any hearings on the week of November 20th. So our date would be the 28th when we would go to the public hearing with council.
Thanks. Great. Thank you, Ken. I will adjust that for the next slide presentation.
Hey, this is Eldon. So members of Bryant, do you have any questions? Bryant Inge?
Yeah, so Ken, so what's the difference between this 23, between the 24-29 and the 23-28? What specifically are you asking in terms of the support of the transportation improvement program?
Sure, great question. Thank you. So each year we update the six-year program. I think you guys are familiar with that. And specifically what we do is we go through and true up the cost expectations year over year, as well as the schedules with the latest information that we have. So you can imagine throughout the year with so many projects, we've given you quite a bit of information here, but with so many projects, there are always changes to the schedules. Certainly with some of the inflationary pressures, we've seen cost changes. So we do shift things out sometimes or pull them forward. And those are reflected in the updates to the TIP for our new six-year plan. And then the piece that Chris was speaking to that we get approved for our construction budget for 2024, that's what we call our ACP, or the annual construction program. And that really reflects our best view of what's near for work in 2024. So are you wondering more about what specifically has changed, or just in general, like I answered it? Sorry.
No, more specificity in terms of what are the schedule and the cost changes, and what does that mean to the TIF?
Great. So specifically, I'll just pick out some of the larger changes to speak to. You'll see, I think it was on the first slide for the schedules. If we could go back to slide 9. Right there. Yeah, you'll see that kind of stack for 179th. This is one of the main changes. We found that we have a change in the biological assessments and the permitting that's needed for really any of our projects with a federal nexus. The timelines for permitting have stretched out to 2 years, what used to be one. We've had to shift our schedules, and you can see that stacking. Those are all the projects that are kind of tied together around the interchange for 179th and Interstate 5. The effect is those pushed out from us expecting to start in 27 to construction starts in 28. And there's definitely some uncertainty out there that far. So what you'll see is next year when we meet with you at this time, we'll have a better view of what may or may not be happening in 2029. And when those projects will start, hopefully we'll be able to see some of those construction efforts. So that does mean that for the TIP for 2024 through 2029, you wouldn't see the costs showing for 2024 through 2028, where those costs would be out past the six-year mark. So The general effect is, a smaller amount for the total TIP program because some of those larger projects are programmed out further. And we can go into other examples, but I think those are really the major ones that we have as difference. And I don't know if, Chris, if there's something else you want to highlight off the list. Go ahead.
I can't hear Chris.
You may be muted, yeah.
All right, yeah, sorry. As Ken mentioned, year to year, we true up the budgets as well as the schedules. And that's really what these slides are highlighting, is when these projects will fall as now estimated construction dates.
Okay, so if I can just summarize quickly what I think I heard from Ken is that some of the projects have been moved out because of the permitting process taking a couple of years as opposed to 1 year. And so as such, the TIF is going to be less because we're pushing it out to the next 6 year. Did I summarize that right, Ken?
Yeah, I think in general, that's correct. It's a little bit less. And we will be looking as we go through the next few years to see if there's an opportunity to pull any of those projects back forward. You know, our hope is that some of those permitting timelines won't be as long as we've been told to plan for, but we don't want to give an unrealistic view of what those expenses would be and when they would happen. So, but yeah, I think your summary of what I've shared is spot on.
Okay. And then the kind of the annual construction project for the next couple of years didn't change.
Chris, can you speak to that a little more as far as the ACP and changes? I think we're pretty closely aligned with our expectations from last year of what we would be doing in 24. And we actually make adjustments. We do an amendment to the ACP partway through the year, because things do change pretty rapidly, obviously, but I think we're pretty closely aligned with our expectations. I'm trying to think of what might have changed for 24. Chris, can you help me with that?
Yeah, the ACP is a summary of the first year of the TIP. So from 1 year to the next, we're looking at the 23 ACP from last year versus the 2024 ACP from this year. The TIP, what that does is chunks the 6 years or whatever remaining time a project might have. So there's always a timing aspect. When we put the TIP through to council, we will have to have some semblance of a guesstimation of work that's going to finish this year, the cost of it. So we report a previously spent dollar amount, for example, that's kind of a moving target. We don't get our actuals till February for 2023. So there is always an estimation factor, not only in the future, but also in the current, what might happen this year versus next year. So there's not a true way to say that it's less or more expensive. Typically, the budgets do go up as we realize more of the project design. But as far as the program itself, it is just going to capture whatever portion of that project will fall within the current 6 years that we're looking at. So there's going to be dollars previously spent, as well as projects that might not show their full programming within these 6 years. We have, for example, we have some new projects that we're adding to our transportation improvement program that will just begin design toward the latter years of our TIP, 2028, 2029. So there's always that essence of new projects coming in and older projects going out. So it's not as easy as up or down.
Yeah. Chris, if I could jump in here, just to give some examples. So we do have ongoing programs in the TIP that sometimes we'll scope out a new project, and then we may, if it's something that is pretty quick, without a lot of permitting, we might be able to get it in the next construction year. So that would reflect in some of the 2024 projects. I'm thinking of like things like the Truman School sidewalk project. I think that one's on track, but if that schedule did have less permitting in it, we might be able to pull it forward. That would be an adjustment. Those are examples. And then we do have other projects that again have been impacted, like the St. John's, we're doing some repairs to the concrete panels up there as you go up north of Minnehaha to Northeast 78th Street. We had to delay the delivery of that project due to a request by the state to provide ADA compliance on the corner ramps at the signal at 78th Street and St. John's. So we had felt that we could move the project forward without doing those ADA ramps. The state actually allowed us to extend the project, keep our grant funding intact, but then apply those ADA changes as part of the project. Even though it wasn't necessarily required for the work we were doing, they requested that we keep that as part of our project. So these kinds of things do tend to shift around. We make the adjustments, and that would be our update to not only the 6-year program, but the first year of it, as Chris said, which is the annual construction program.
All right, Elton. And Chris, I mean, Ken and Chris, thank you for your responses. Very good.
Thank you, Brian.
I had it this time.
Thanks, Brian. Jack, do you have any questions?
This is Jack Arun. Couple questions. So how are the projects ranked and identified? Like, how do you get on the list? Is it through complaints or is it through studies? Is it?
Yeah, so that's a good question. The large projects that come in directly off the capital facility plan are ranked according to scoring, and that details of which you can get off our TIP website. But the crux of it all is based on safety, volume, capacity, a bunch of different factors. But we take those large projects and rank them, and we put the ranking on the basis of how grant programs also rank our projects, but then our ongoing programs don't have their individual ranking systems, because as a whole they wouldn't be as competitive for a grant for a segment versus like a Spider Rock, for example. However, there are grant programs.
Jews did 9/11.
Are Jews allowed to suck baby penises?
Brian, this meeting has been hijacked by the angry white boy.
Who's ever on the line, please?
Why are Jews allowed to suck baby penis?
Oral circumcision, look it up. Mitzvah Makah.
I see, .gov.
You're a bald nigger.
Just that they're their father, the devil.
They can cut them off. Well, I need.
This is Chris Cook. I think that we need to adjourn the meeting.
ADL is ADL.
ADL. ADL was founded on a pedophile murderer.
Turn them off. Susan, are you able to get them cut off? You should have
it. Shut it down.
Maybe he shut it down.
I think the people who were speaking have been expelled, but I can't be sure of that.
So I suggest that if we continue, if they come on again, we'll just immediately adjourn. Correct? Is that okay?
Chris, could you comment on that, please?
But first of all, I'm echoing, so can somebody turn off a mic, please? Thanks. Ooh, that's better. Okay, so yes, one of the things to do is
Jews
return.
Really did do 9/11, though. It wasn't okay. Muslims.
So adjourn, and then the Planning Commission can reconvene in executive session.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned.